Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Free Divine Wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5. If anyone lacks wisdom, let them ask God, who gives generously to anyone who asks. God never criticizes anyone for asking for his guidance. He always gives his wisdom freely. Isn't that a precious, precious verse? I have to confess that at one time I had memorized the entire book of James. Unfortunately, the older I get, the harder it is to recall the words of verses that I memorized long ago. I pray that somehow more and more as time passes I can recall those verses that I set to memory. But this one stands out. The precious promise that when we ask for wisdom, God will give it to us. The problem is we so seldom ask for wisdom. More often we charge ahead in our own strength and then come and ask for forgiveness or for direction to get us out of the mess we're in. How much easier it would have been had we asked for wisdom in the first place and God said, don't go there. Don't do that. Don't be involved with that person. Don't be involved with that activity. Stay clear. You know, we never need to apologize or never need to ask forgiveness for doing the right thing. That doesn't mean that we are not going to face some consequences for doing the right thing. We might be put on the sideline. We might be ostracized by the crowd that is involved in things that we don't want to be involved in. That is a decision that we make, a calculated decision to go God's way and do things in the way that God desires for us to do, rather than going the way of the crowd. It just suddenly pops into my mind when I was in high school, a group of boys that were my age were very close. We had done everything together, and for some reason they decided that they were going to go to a store and do some shoplifting. I could not believe the sinfulness that was involved in this, and I didn't want to be a part of it. They teased me. They mocked me. They called me a mama's boy or a God's boy or something of that nature. But I was not going to be involved in the silliness that they wanted to be involved in. I thought it was silliness. It turned out to be far more than silliness. They were apprehended. They were called. The police were called, and they were brought down to the police station, and their parents had to go and pick them up. And afterwards, as they came to me, they said, you know, we wish we had the courage that you had to say no. And I thought, you know, it really does not take courage to say no. It just takes determination to say God is sufficient for everything I need, and I need not do those things that are contrary to his will. We find divine wisdom when we ask for wisdom. We find divine wisdom when we open up the pages of God's precious word and read and see what pleases him and what is not pleasing to him. When we ask for wisdom, God will show us his divine wisdom, and it is free. Free for the asking. God loves us so much. He desires to give us of his wisdom. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can come into your presence. Oh, what joy that as as small children, like small children, we can come to you and ask you for those things that we need, the things that you desire for us to have. Not the things that we want, not the things that will bring us pleasure, but the things that will bring you pleasure. Might we always, Lord, seek to please you in all that we do and all that we say. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, the actions of our life show forth that we truly are your children. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.